Recently, I found myself thinking about the big Tinky Winky brouhaha of 1999.
Tinky Winky,
Tinky Winky.
You must remember the Tinky Winky controversy. That was when Jerry Falwell, the conservative Christian watchdog, announced that Tinky Winky is gay. I was thinking about that insane cultural moment because of a fresh controversy that involves another set of allegedly gay PBS puppets. There's a new satirical 8-minute movie called Ernest and Bertram, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. The premise of the film is that the Sesame Street puppets, Bert and Ernie, are gay lovers whom a supermarket tabloid has outed. Even though Sesame Street has featured parodies of pop culture for 34 years, the producers of Sesame Street are unamused.
That's a friend, Bert. A pal. Not minding. That's what friends are for.
In a tone of high earnestness, a company spokesman said, Ernie and Bert are friends who live together. There's nothing sexual in their relationship.
You don't mind it. That's what friends are for.
Sesame Street lawyers have sent a cease and desist letter to the creator of the movie. But the Bert and Ernie spoofs seem to be spreading fast. At the Manhattan Theater Club in New York last month, a new musical comedy called Avenue Q was staged. Avenue Q is performed by puppets. The show's MC announces that it's, quote, Sesame Street for grown-ups. And a Bert and Ernie-esque couple in the show named Rod and Nikki are quite possibly gay. When I searched the internet to see if the Sesame Street lawyers have sent a letter to the producers of Avenue Q, I came across an account of the Bertram and Ernie tussle. It was on a British gay news website called RainbowNetwork.com. There I read, quote, rumors concerning the puppet's supposed sexuality have dogged the Children's Television Workshop for years, according to the Urban Legends reference pages website. So I went to the Urban Legends reference pages, where I read the following definitive urban legend explanation, and I quote, though it's impossible to pin down where the Bert and Ernie are gay rumor began, one potential source is The Real Thing, a 1980 book by Kurt Anderson. In this book, Anderson makes the whimsical claim that among homosexuals, Bert and Ernie are the real thing. Could this cheeky comment have been the genesis of the rumor that now so plagues Sesame Street? What can I say? It was a joke. I'm not sure if this qualifies as life imitating art or art imitating life imitating art, but I have learned something. All those urban legends floating around do not just spontaneously pop out of the ether. They're all concocted by individual mischief makers, most of whom get to remain anonymous.